Naved Trump, 14336 Alpha, Engineering Aid Advanced, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 10, Materials Testing. 1. What is the process of increasing the amounts of solids per unit volume of soil by mechanical means? Compaction. 2. What is the amount of work done to the soil per unit volume of soil called? Compactive effort. 3. What is the amount of compaction quantified in terms of? Soil's density. 4. For a given compactive effort, there is a particular moisture content at which dry density is greatest and compaction is best. What is this moisture content known as? Optimum moisture content, Oscar Mike Charlie. 5. To determine the OMC at which the MDD occurs for a given compactive effort, you need about how many specimens, each with successively increasing moisture content? 5. 6. Several different methods are used to determine the in-place density of a soil, but EAs are most likely to use the sand cone or sand displacement method, or which other method? Nuclear moisture density meter. 7. You may use the sand cone or sand displacement method in either fine or coarse-grained materials. What is used to determine the volume of the hole from which a sample has been taken? Calibrated sand. 8. The sand cone or sand displacement method used to determine the in-place density of a soil includes how many calibration procedures you must complete before you conduct the test. 3. 9. Which determination consists of digging out a soil sample through the center of the template and computing the volume of the resulting hole? Volume of hole. 10. What is a soil's bearing capacity expressed in terms of? Shear resistance. 11. Which test for soil is the ratio obtained by dividing the penetration stress required to cause a 3-inch, 2-area piston to penetrate 0.10 inch into the soil by a standard penetration stress of 1,000 pounds per square inch? California Bearing Ratio, Charlie Bravo Romeo. 12. What is a measure of the shearing resistance of a soil under carefully controlled conditions of density and moisture? California Bearing Ratio, Charlie Bravo Romeo. 13. To perform the actual CBR penetration test, execute the following steps according to FM 5-472, NAVFAC MO330, AFJMAN 32-1221 India, entering all information on which form? DD Form 1212. 14. A soil containing 3% or more by weight of particles smaller than what size and diameter is considered susceptible to frost? 0.020 millimeters. 15. ASTM hydrometers are graduated to read in either specific gravity or in grams per liter and are calibrated at which standard temperature? 68 degrees Fahrenheit. 16. What is one of the few building materials that constructors can produce directly on the job site in variable properties to meet a project's specific requirements? Concrete. 17. What is a substance that hardens with time and holds or entraps embedded objects or particles in a finite relationship to each other? Cement. 18. Which type of Portland cement is an all-purpose type used to make ordinary concrete pavements, buildings, bridges, masonry units, and the like? Type 1. 19. What exists in water or soil having a high alkali content and has an adverse effect on the concrete? Sulfur. 20. Which type of Portland cement is used where a high strength is needed? Type 3. 21. Which type of Portland cement develops strength at a slower rate than type 1, but helps prevent the development of high temperatures with attendant danger of thermal cracking upon later cooling? Type 4. 22. Which type of Portland cement is for use where high sulfate resistance is desired? Type 5. 23. Which type of cement is resistant to severe frost action and to salts used for ice and snow removal? Air entrained. 24. Which type of cement is made from selected materials to prevent coloring, staining, or darkening of finished concrete? White. 25. Which type of cement may present itself as black in color? Aluminous. 26. High early strength concrete molded into standard concrete beams and tested after 3 days for flexural strength should have a modulus of rupture more than how many pounds per square inch higher than similar specimens containing regular Portland cement concrete? 150. 27. What is an important part of concrete mix chemistry? It makes the mix workable and starts hydration. Water. 28. You can expect a loss of what percent compressive strength when using the same amount of seawater as freshwater, but that can be compensated somewhat by reducing the water-cement ratio. 10 to 20. 29. How many types are aggregates divided into? 2. 30. What is the quantity of each particle size used in the mix? Gradation of aggregate. 31. What is the ability to resist weathering and load pressures? Durability. 32. What is the corrosion of the internal reinforcing, degradation of the exposed surface, cracks, weakening, decay, or disintegration of hardness? Deterioration. 33. What is the mineral composition, such as calcite, calcium carbonate, or silica? Chemical composition. 34. What will determine whether an aggregate is coarse or fine and also identify the percentage distribution of larger and smaller sizes? Sieve analysis. 35. What specifies fine aggregate grading limits? American Society for Testing and Materials, Alpha Sierra Tango Mike. 36. What is the property of aggregate to resist disintegration when subjected to freezing and thawing? Soundness. 37. The extremely fine mineral material, clay, silt, dust, or loam, occurring in most aggregates, can affect concrete in how many different ways? 2. 38. What, determined as a percentage, represents the moisture content of the aggregate when the aggregate is in an SSD condition? Absorption. 39. What is the water present in both the fine and coarse aggregates exceeding that which corresponds to an SSD condition? Surface moisture. 40. What are available to improve workability, increase freezing and thawing resistance, and compensate for inadequate curing time and conditions? Admixtures. 41. What are used to manage concrete in the opposite direction from accelerants when excessively high heat and too rapid setting of concrete would prevent full hydration? Retarders. 42. Concrete's workability is governed by the amount of what in the mix? Aggregate. 43. Air-entraining agents, when used, are plasticizers, as are calcium chloride, the same previously mentioned accelerant, lime and other pozzolans, and what else? Fly ash. 44. As a byproduct from coal-burning power plants, fly ash is inexpensive compared to cement and used as a partial replacement of the cement as much as what percent? 50%. 45. The greatest improvement in water tightness and resistance to deterioration under freezing and thawing is obtained by incorporating what percent by volume of entrained air into the mix? 4 to 6. 46. Concrete does not develop its full strength until hydration, which chemical process, is complete. Curing. 47. Curing takes place over an extended period, but the most critical period is from placement day through which day? 10th. 48. What is the ideal temperature range for concrete work? 55 to 70 degrees Fahrenheit. 49. What is the basic measure of workability or consistency of a concrete mix? Slump. 50. What is defined as a material's ability to resist deformation under load? Flexural strength. 51. Which type of pavements or surfaces are used as the top portion of a flexible pavement structure to provide a resilient, waterproof, load-distributing medium that protects the base course from the detrimental effects of water and the abrasive action of traffic? Bituminous. 52. Because aggregates normally constitute what percent or more by weight of bituminous mixtures, their properties greatly affect the finished product. 90%. 53. A bituminous material is the adhesive agent or binder in a bituminous mixture. This binder provides how many functions? 2. 54. Bituminous materials are classified into how many main groups? 2. 55. Asphalt is obtained only from crude petroleum and has two general classes, natural and what else? Manufactured. 56. How many well-established grading scales are there for identifying asphalt cement? 2. 57. Which system was developed as part of the SuperPave research effort to more accurately and fully characterize asphalt binders for use in hot mix asphalt pavements? SuperPave Performance Grading, Papa Golf. 58. When heating equipment is not available or is impractical to use, asphalt cement can be made fluid by adding solvents, called cutter stock, or what else? Flux oils. 59. Gasoline or naphtha, high volatility, produces which type of cutback? Rapid curing, Romeo Charlie. 60. What produces a medium curing cutback? Kerosene. 61. Fuel oil, low volatility, produces which type of cutback? Slow curing, Sierra Charlie. 62. What must be added in order to mix asphalt and water? Emulsifying agent. 63. Emulsions are described as rapid setting, medium setting, and slow setting, and also by what else? Viscosity numbers. 64. How many natural sources of tars exist? None. 65. What are formed when bituminous coal is destructively distilled? Coke and gas. 66. Which type of tar is produced in the greatest amount? Coke oven. 67. Road tars are manufactured in how many grades of viscosity? 12. 68. Asphalt cutbacks contain highly flammable volatiles with vapors that will ignite at relatively low temperatures. What is the lowest temperature at which they will ignite called? Flashpoint. 69. Tars, as products of coal, are not affected by what? Petroleum derivatives. 70. What are performed to classify the bituminous paving materials as asphalt cement, asphalt cutback, asphalt emulsion, road tar, or RTCB, and to identify the viscosity grade? Field tests. 71. Which test will make an emulsion's identity known by forming into globules or beads that fall to the bottom of the container of petroleum distillate? Solubility. 72. There are three tests for road tars: the solubility test, the pore test, and which other test? Smear. 73. The qualities that largely affect bituminous paving and the quality of the resulting pavement include angular shape, rough surface, hardness, gradation, and what else? Grain distribution. 74. Common practice divides the aggregates used for bituminous paving into how many categories? 3. 75. What, in bituminous paving, include particles finer than the number 200 sieve? Mineral dust. 76. Which value of aggregates is needed to compute the percent of air voids and percent of voids filled with bitumens in bituminous paving mixtures? Specific gravities. 77. What is the datasheet for bituminous mix components? DD Form 1216. 78. Mixture design tests are performed to identify the appropriate mix to meet the project's quality specifications in how many areas? 3. 79. What must be received and maintained for all hazardous materials utilized in your workspace? Material Safety Data Sheets, Mike Sierra, Delta Sierra. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.